The community-owned hospital and its seven-person elected board in 2006 approved taking out a line of credit through Wachovia, which is now Wells Fargo. That was a recommendation of a former chief financial officer to pay for major equipment and meet payroll without dipping into investment money. Initially, the line of credit was for $1 million. It's since been increased to $2 million, and the hospital has an outstanding balance of $1.2 million on that credit line. 7 years later, multiple lawyers are telling the medical center it needed voter approval before borrowing money. Here's Borough Assembly Member John Hoag, an attorney in private practice, agreeing with an opinion from the borough's attorney, Sarah Heidemann.
There is no way out of having voter approval for the line of credit. I mean, there's just no issue there. Neither Sarah or I can find on that. I think it's mandatory.
Hoag and other assembly members met with the Medical Center Board and Administration Monday to discuss PMC's financial status. Hoag agreed with Heidemann's opinion that the money needed to be repaid immediately from the Medical Center's $4.1 million investment account. Article 9, Section 9 of the Alaska Constitution says, quote, no debt shall be contracted by any political subdivision of the state unless authorized for capital improvements by its governing body and ratified by a majority vote of those qualified to vote and voting on the question. The Constitution does allow for interim borrowing that needs to be repaid by the end of a fiscal year. KFSK asked for a copy of the borough attorney's opinion on the issue and was denied that request. Heidemann recommended the opinion remain confidential because it regards a matter which may result in litigation or might otherwise adversely affect the finances of the borough. The threat of a lawsuit came up at Monday's work session. Hospital board member Rocio Tejera asked about the possible consequences for not paying off that borrowed money.
Because my concern here is that we are talking about paying all of our debt, which is great, but we are not coming up with a plan on how we are going to come with the cash.
The worst consequence I can project is a taxpayer lawsuit saying y'all have exceeded, we all have exceeded our authority and it needs to be done. And by the way, here's the bill for attorney's fees for this successful lawsuit.
That's Assemblymember Hoag responding. Much of Monday's work session focused on possible solutions for funding the medical center, with that line of credit no longer an option. Hospital Board President Tom Abbott, who's also station manager at KFSK, posed the question of how to approach public funding for the facility.
Moving forward, would it be the assembly's wish that we operate more like the school district and come annually with a figure? Or should we have a big discussion and consider a tax base and then the hospital has to operate with that?
Assembly members asked the board and administration of the hospital for more information about the medical center and its finances. John Haverlick thought the public would not support an increase in taxes and thought the medical center needed to be upfront with its recent problems in account billing and provide more information on staffing and finances.
I'd want to make sure that there was an extremely thorough audit showing what the billing cycle, if it is, well, we know it's a mess, mm-hmm. but that's being repaired, that there's a reorganization in place to show it's that the hospital is operating at maximum level with the staff necessary.
The medical center provided the assembly with the hospital's business plan, which includes audits from the past 5 years and budget projections for the next five. Those projections anticipate operating losses in 2015 growing to over $500,000 by the year 2018. The medical center is in difficult circumstances financially, according to that business plan, and eliminating the line of credit as an option limits the hospital's ability to operate. It says, quote, in the very near future, there's a high likelihood that PMC will not have the cash needed to make payroll. It also notes $3.25 million in accounts receivable that the medical center needs to collect from patients and insurance providers. Medical Center CEO Liz Woodyard told the Assembly that they're working to fix billing problems.
So it has been difficult getting the bills out, but I think bills are going out every month. We're closing the month on time, and we're working with people to set up payment plans if they need to. So I feel really confident about that, and we are getting a new computer electronic medical record, and then that company will be helping us with the billing. So I think it's going to be a pretty seamless process. And so I feel very comfortable that we can say going forward we have a good plan in place for that.
Woodyard thought the hospital was running a lean operation with little room for budget cutting. And board member Tejera pointed out that paying off the borrowed money and the $700,000 price tag for the medical record system from the investment account would create another problem.
We will have no income from investments, then we will be in trouble. Yeah. We will have no cash because we barely make it from operations. And that's wrong. There is nothing else really the hospital can do to increase revenue.
The hospital's business plan says, quote, going forward, it is unlikely that PMC will survive without tax levy support, unquote. Assembly members were willing to look into the possibilities for borough funding for the medical center. Here's John Hogue.
We need to make sure you folks are solvent and, you know, continue to be a vital part of this community. That's why we're here.
The first regular election is not planned until October of 2014, so any vote on raising taxes or other funding source may not be before then. Staff from the borough and medical center plan to work together on the hospital's long-term funding needs and report back to the two elected groups. The assembly and board agreed to hold another work session August 22nd. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.